We are learning Maseches Baba Kama Daf Kuf Tesam Beis, and we are starting six lines from the top of Daf Kuf Tesam Beis. Boy Ravina. Ravina has a shah like this. Gozal Hagiyores Mahu, which Rashi says is Negeya, for the din of Kahanim. We know in the Pasuk it says that if a ger dies and he has no Yarshim, the halach is that the money that he stole from the ger goes to the Kahanim. In the pasuk it says, "V'ein le'ish goya l'hashiv ha'ashem elav ha'ashiv ha'musa l'ashem la'kayim." So it says le'ish. So clear is that dafka or not? So if you steal from a geyaris and then she dies, could I keep the money or maybe it goes to the kahanim? That's a shayla ma'u. Ishom rachmana v'le yishoy duma orcha the crow. Stop. The pasuk says ish. Omalei of Aaron l'Ravina toshim ma'u. Bring it right. Time to the brayza. Ish. The pasuk says ish. Ein le'ala ish. Isha menayin. Hey, no, we have the same thing to gezel gerba isha also. Kishoimer hamushav. When it says hamushav, reikan shnayim, which are two things over here. It says first of all, lahashav ha'ashav elav, and it says ha'ashav hamushav la'ashem, twice lahashav. Or some rashis, another gerba maybe means the ashav is the word ashav twice. Lahashav ha'ashav la'ashem ha'ashav hamushav. It says twice ashav or twice lahashav. So reikan shnayim. So that includes isha. Imkeimat hamaloimer ish ish at the tzarach lachsa acharav. By ish, you have to figure out yesh loy goyalim. If he has relatives in lav, but a katan, if it's a ger katan, iat the tzar lach zacharav biyadua she'en legarilim. You know he doesn't have children, so he definitely does not have garilim because he's a ger katan and he doesn't have any father, mother, sister, brother. He only can have children, and he doesn't have children because he's a katan. So then you don't have to check it out. And like Rashi speaks out, this is the makar that a katan lav varaludi you. Hey, no man, I tell you a katan can't have children. This is the makar because saying by ish, you don't have to check if he has any yarshim. But a katan, rather, you don't have to check if he has a yarshim. But you see, ish, dafka, not a katan, you don't have to check because he doesn't have children. The only question is, there's two questions here about this ger katan. First of all, how does he own a chasim? He's a katan. So what's the case? How did he steal from him? So Tosfos says, a famous teretz, he says, that das acheres makne could be kind of a deraisa. A katan could have a kinyan deraisa. If someone's makne to him, mid deraisa, so he could have a kinyan mid deraisa. There's another way also, Yerusha, but I guess we're first assuming over here is a ger katan, he has no Yerusha. That's how he speaks out. Because there's no Yerusha on that. Usually a way Katan gets him is through Yerusha, that could be the Raisa. But he doesn't have a father a father that's considered a relative, because he's a ger. So if he's a ger, so the question is, how does he have Nechasim? He's a Katan. Teretz is that Tosfos says that if someone else is Makneh to the Katan, then it's a Kinyan mid Raisa. That's number one. Number two question is, how could a Katan become a ger? He's a Katan. So Tosfos Mechadish, that a katan that's the skarim of it, as far as Megayer, and he also is Megayer, even though he's a katan, the halach is a works midaraisa. It's a shailing mark. Suba is a suba ger katan, daf yud aleph. But he says, here from here you see that it's shaykh to have a ger katan. There's other pshatim in the Rishonim. Some say that he was a ger while he was a Mubaris. Well, and there for sure works, the mother's gerus works for him. It's another teretz in the Rishonim. Huh?
And called a ger?
Yeah, it's called a ger. So that's all Rishayim learned as a Taisus. But in any case, Doshteta, and we're saying here, Avada Isha has a din that it goes to the Kayim. Torah Avada Vaita in the Braisa. It says in the Pasik, Lashem Lakayin, which means Konu Hashem, Hashem is Kayinit, and also Lakayin Shabbos Mishmar, and gives it to the Kayin in that Mishmar. That means who gets this money? Let's say he steals from a Ger $1 million, and he has to return it. Who gets that $1 million? You know who gets it? Whoever Mishmar is for that week. That time. Any Mishmar is there for that week, they get it. They split it up between themselves, this $1 million. So Kanu Lash Hashem, Nostal Koyin Shabbat Isa Mishmar. At the Oymel Koyin Shabbat Isa Mishmar, in the Elkal Gan Shirtza, maybe he has Din Tavis enough. You know, this guy can say, you know, I'll give it to any Koyin I want. My nephew, the Koyin, or my grandson, the Koyin. Kishu Oymer, Milvad El Hakapur Mashiach Ababoy Allah. It says in the same Pasuk that it goes to the Koyin, besides for the Kapara, for the Asham, they have to bring. Who takes care of that asham? The mishmar. Harei lekoyin was a mishmar kasam medaber. So basically, we're saying it's like a hekesh, just like the asham. Shabbat oisa mishmar goes to the koyin of oisa mishmar. Same thing. The money goes to the koyin of oisa mishmar.
With
gezel ger, I don't know the luck with the gezel ger behind. I don't know. Good question. There's no really shuas these days. You need a shuas in bezdin, shuas at the yadam. What? No, the Karen says the Karen does the only goes to Hashem, only make a shvuah. This whole din that the Karen goes to the Kohen is only by case of shvuah with Haidah. It's not in any case. If someone steals from a ger. No. Someone steals this whole din of Gezel Ager goes to the Kohen is only by swearing and being Maita. It's only in a certain case. It's only by case of Asham. These days, in a case where there's no din shvuah, where you didn't make a shvuah, there's no din Gezel Ager. You keep it then. That's halacha. There's no din mitzvah shava. The whole mitzvah shava is only by nishba. What? Everyone agrees. Huh?
Gezel Olav is the same thing?
Everyone agrees the same thing, yes. that this whole thing is only by Shvuah, only by Kes Shvuah, where you're bringing Asham. Like we have before, even going to Madai is only by a Shvuah. All those halachas, you have to make a Hashavah, is dafka by the case of Nishba Vahoida. Tana Rabbanon, Hareisha Yegoizel Kayin. If the Kayin is the one who steals, what happens if the Kayin steals? So Menayin Shlo Yomar, Hoyov Yoitz Lekahanim, since it's going to go to the Kahanim anyway, Barehu Takas Yodi, and I'm ready to hold on to it, Yeshali, it should be mine. So Tanya is over here, the coin was a Gazlan, okay? And then the Gera died. So who goes to the Kahanim? Says, no, I'll keep $1 million. Because I would get it anyway if I was there. But then he says, I have a Kalachimer. If I get other people's money, after the Kalach again, I shouldn't get my own. So this is a really sphere of Kavachayim, you know why? Because if someone else brought something to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to split it to the whole Mishmar, and you have to be that Mishmar also. So it's not a Kavachayim to you, do you get the whole thing, keep the whole thing. Huh?
And the
Ganem
is
going to do that, right? Ganem? Yeah. I don't know of any problem with that, yeah. Rav Nosson says a different Kavachayim, Rav Nosson Acha, a different Kavachayim. Omar Dovar She'en Loi Chelik Boi Achi Konis B'Shusoi, which is, this is referring to carbonus. This is talking about a kohen that wants to bring a carbon. The halacha is he can bring whatever he wants and he keeps it. That's the halacha. If a different kohen brings a carbon, he keeps it for himself. I have no right to demand that you give me the right to bring that carbon. The person who brings the carbon gets certain schosim. First, he gets the mitzvah bringing a carbon. Also, he gets the basar, the ar. He eats the basar, he gets the hides. So, what's the halacha if a different kohen wants to bring a carbon? I have no demand on that. But if someone gives the mishmar a right to bring that carbon, you can't take it away from me anymore. Once you give it to the kohen, you can't take it back. So that's the halacha, that a kohen who has a right to bring his own carbon, once he gives it to the mishmar, they can't touch it. So davash yeshle chelik by achikonis b'shusai. So here, what about the gezel ager, which even if someone else be chayav the gezel ager, I would have a right on that. So v'shenichas v'shusay ain't a din. Davos read inside here. Oh my, davos ain't a chelik boy. Yeah, davos yes a chelik boy. A davos yes a chelik boy, which means geneva, which I have a chelik in it. Actually, karnas v'shusay before it gets to my rishus. So v'shenichas v'shusay, if it's already in my rishus, ain't a din. Then you have a chelik boy, and no one can take it out of my hand. So Rav Nosson is interesting. He's saying the halacha is that by a carbon, if someone else brings a carbon to the kohen, he could say I'm not touching it. But once I get a carbon to bring, no one can take it away from my hand. If a kohen brings a carbon to Beis HaMikdash, that the kohen, Aaron the kohen, he could bring his carbon. I'm from the mishmar. I cannot say a word. It's his. But let's say if they give me a carbon. So then, once they give me a carbon to bring in the Mishnah, you can't take it back from me. It says, by Gezel Ager, even when someone brings a Gezel Ager to the Mishnah, I have a right in that. So if, sure, if I have it already for myself, you can't take it away from me. It's mine already. So I'm going, no, lo yim amrit v'davar, she'elei chelik boy. Don't bring it right from there. There, if someone brings a carbon and I have no chelik in it, k'shem she'elei chelik boy, kach ein lecherim chelik boy. No one else has a chelik in it either. Toyim b'gezel, this whole taina that, oh, I already have a chelik in Gezel Ager, everyone else also does. Bishlama, if it's the type of thing that no one else has a chelik in, so then if they give it to me, no one can stop. But Gezel Ager, even that I'm saying I have a chelik in it, I have a chelik with other people. So then if I have myself also, I have a chelik with other people. So Moses says, no. So therefore, it's not, both kavakam is not good. The first kavakam is not good because there's a dayer, like Tosha speaks out, that it wasn't Ushvara Kavachem in the first place. And the second Kavachem, the Gemara slogs up. So what's the halacha? That the Kohen steals, Elegzela Yoitze Metachas Yoda, you got it. The Kohen steals, even if it's from that Mishmar. He has to pay up, Meschalik L'chol Echa V'Ka'anim. It's split up in all the Ka'anim. Freit the Gemara Akasha. V'aksiv V'ish Es Kedoshav Lo Yiyu. Think about it. This kohen got to bring a keren, chaymes, and asham. Who brings this asham? This kohen himself brings this asham. And he doesn't have to give it to anyone in his mishmar. Why? The halacha is, a kohen that brings a carbon, lo yiyu, he has a right to say, I'm bringing the carbon, keeping it. So he just before made a hekesh, whoever brings the carbon gets the money. That's what we said before. That's found in the Mishmar. So here I can say, what do you mean? I am the Kayan who's bringing the Asham, so let me get the money. So let me keep my money also. And for the Gemara, my skin, a Kayan Tame. So when a Kayan Tame, so he can't bring the carbon. That's the Mara's thinks right now. We're not going to stay with that, but that's the Mara's thinks right now, yeah. A Kayan Tame would be able to keep his money. If he's a Kayan Tame, so heck, you say that he has a chelik boy, we know that he's not chelik in the kachim at all. And even Ba'iris and Gezel Ager, he's not mechalik at all. We're not talking about Kayan Tame here, because the whole Bryce's Kavachim is saying he has a chelik boy. He has no chelik in Gezel Ager if he's Tame. The halacha is that Kayan Tame does not get that $1 million. It's a chiddush, but that goes into Kadosh kachim. Like Rashi speaks out, that the ain tamei chelik b'kotchei hamikdash filled by oiros v'gezla geranami kotchei hamikdash. Who Rashi says Mardik. It's kotchei hamikdash, and therefore it can't be the kohen tamei here. To my kohen tar, so it's back shver. Why doesn't the kohen tar keep his gezla ger? He's bringing the asham. So Mar says, I'll tell you why. Asya, we make a gzeres shava. L'kohen kohen mistei achuza. The halacha is that a stei achuza is another thing that goes to the kohen. What's the case? Someone is makdish a sada. This is the stei achuz he got from his great great grandparents. He was zeich al chelik neretzol. He was makdish it. So halacha is he has a chance to be goyel. He could redeem it. If he doesn't redeem it, and someone else redeems it, Yankel redeems it. So Yankel buys it from the gizbar from hektish. Now Yankel holds on to it. What happens by Yovel? Yankel loses it. It goes back to Yovel. Who does it go back to? Goes to the kahanim. That's the halacha. Goes to the kahanim. The time to the brisa. And what's the din? If it's a kohen, the shaila is what's the halacha if a kohen was goyel? The kohen was a gevir and he redeemed the field. So the yankel was Aaron. Aaron redeemed the field. What happens by Yovel? It goes back. So Aaron said, "What do you mean? Goes back? I know. I'm keeping it." It usually goes to the mishmar of that when that Yovel happens. He said, "Well, I'm keeping Yovel. I'm keeping it. I'm a kohen. I'm keeping it." So we have a pasuk that says he does not keep it, and we learn that from there the same thing to this din of Karen. Let's read it inside. We learn that Kohen comes to Achuz. Time to the Brisa. Achuz also, he says in the Pasuk, V'hoyo asada v'teisa v'yevel, koyesh l'Hashem, kistei acherim, la Kohen tia Achuz also. So what's the lashon of Kohen tia Achuz also? Let's just say, koyesh l'Hashem, kistei acherim. Or at least the Kohen stop there. What's tia Achuz also? Ma tam aloyim, v'nayil asada yeitze kohen v'yevel, that asada goes out l'kohen v'yevel, v'gar l'echem l'kohenim. In those 50 years, in the Yevel, one of the kahanim is one who did the redeeming. This is the kahanim v'yevel. I'm already holding on to it. Teishli, it's be mine. V'dinu. And I have a kavachayim. B'shal acherim ani zoicha. If I can be zoicha b'shal acherim, b'shal atzvi l'kol shekein. Madach, I'll get a chelik b'shal acherim. I shouldn't get myself. This is also a kash of dayoy. Like Tosis asks, the Chariz Dai over here. If we be Shal Acherim, you only get one. Let's say the Mishnah has 100 people. 100. Now you can take the whole thing. What's the kavachayim? Tosis asks the kash of. I entice for the tarot. V'dinu b'shacherim ani zoichem shas lekolshkein tamaloi ma kistei acherim lekoyin ti achuzasai achuzas shaloi ve'ein zu shaloi. Okay, so what's halacha? Yoytzim tachas yodoi mischalachas halakahanim. It gets split up to all the kahanim. Now, how do you read this drasha? So you read drasha like this: V'yasada b'teisa v'yevel koyos Hashem kistei acherim. Good. Period. A new halacha. L'koyin tiachuz also means like this. A koyin gets achuzah from his father. Nowhere else does he get achuzah from. He doesn't get achuzah through this trick of being redeeming something and getting it. It would be a business. You know, it's like tax liens. You're going to buy it, and then when it ever happens, you get to keep it. It does not work. The Jerizka does not work. That's not work. The koyin tiachuz also, he goes to the kahanim of that mishpah. So back to our Gemara here, even he brings the asham, so he should get the Gezal Ger, that's his. We learn out from Achuz Asai, Koyin, Kam Achuz Asai, just like there he doesn't get it, here also he does not get it.